Get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey folks, welcome to a Vibe Podcast. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. Thanks so much for finding some time out of your busy day to spend with me. So today we're going to take a little different topic here. We're going to be speaking with Jeff Criswell. And Jeff is actually the business growth specialist with Naturals To Go. And he helps new owner operators or owner operators that have been in business, had a vending business for a while. He helps them grow. Remember, we always talk about how Naturals To Go not only helps you launch your business, but they help you grow your business as well. So Jeff, thanks so much for carving some time out of your busy day to spend with us.
Thank you, Linda, so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Jeff, tell us a little bit about your background. I know that you weren't always in vending. So what was your prior life?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I was in the financial space doing lots of different things before that, but I was always doing a job or a career that didn't, fulfill my needs, didn't touch the heart. I was doing it for a paycheck. So I knew I always wanted to do something more. And wasn't really looking at vending. I was looking at the entrepreneur path, creating some income, but quickly realized that I didn't have a lot of savings to be able to buy a franchise or something like that. And so I was working with another broker company, and they recommended me look at some passive income streams. Some said, okay, well, what do you recommend? And they said, brought up vending. And I don't really use vending at the end. So I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not, no. I'm thinking fitness and health. That's where my education is. No, let's talk about a gym. How do I get into that? They're like, no, trust me. Look at this company. And they send me over, Naturals To Go. They show me the machine. And first thing that popped off the charts to me was the machine. I'd never seen anything like it before. I'm like, man, that's vending these days? Wow. And I was thinking, man, if I'm going to get into vending, I got to have a product I can feel good about. Because I'm thinking, you want me to do vending? All I can think about is all these rinky-dink old machines. But they show me this new MVP 10CP slick design, can do all this, hold fresh and frozen. I'm like, piqued my interest immediately. And then they said, call all these operators. So I started calling operators, and so many people just had such great things to say. And I just remember thinking, this can't be true. They're really having that much success. They're making this. And so I decided after a long wait, I was working with Michael Hume as my sales consultant. And I think I started the conversations back in like 2017, maybe. And I danced around this idea probably for a year and a half, a really long time. I was trying to get, I gave myself every reason in the book why I should not do this. I don't have the right car. I'm worried I'm not going to make money. What if I don't find locations? And then eventually Michael just said, I can't continue to do this with you. You need to make a decision. And I said, okay, fine. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to jump in because in my current role with the bank, I helped business owners find financing for real estate. So current business owner wants to stop renting, buy their own space. And I'd always get to hear their journey. I was moved to buy it. And I was like, God, I want to have the courage to do what they did and take a leap of faith. And so that's why I told myself, like, I know if I'm on my deathbed and I decide not to do this, I'm going to be upset. So I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. So I said, let's do it. Rolled the dice, started with a package of six. And I remember going to training and telling Heath that I feel like my life had just begun, that this was the greatest decision I had ever made. And I just was so excited to get started. And now looking back, I just wish I would have started sooner. It has changed my life in more ways than I could ever count. And I ended up leaving the bank in 2021 as my business went from six to over 20 machines at the end of 2021. And I never what a picture. I was thinking by the end of 2021, I was hoping to have 10 and I would still be working at the bank. And eventually, maybe in 20 years or whatever, I could finally leave. And the fact that a passive income stream, vending of all things, allowed me the opportunity to replace my current income and leave the bank just blew my mind.
Yeah.
And once I did that, is opportunities within the company. And I had so much success with it that the company National School reached out to me and said, hey, would you like to be a reference with others? I said, absolutely. I'd love to tell my story and help others make their mind if they want to get into it. So I started doing that. And I realized that once they left me, I didn't know what ever happened to them. And I wanted to do more. I wanted to stay with them.
So when you talk about that reference, you saw that was an opportunity to share your story, because when you were in that same situation, you spoke to other owner operators and they were able to give you a little bit of their story, which gave you, I'm sure, a little bit of confidence to move forward.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was everything. To hear the stories from an existing operator, not as someone that is salesperson, not in the business, but they're actually doing it, that's everything. It gave me that confidence that these are real people doing it. I remember talking to other people and they were like, no, these are paid consultants. They're not actual vendors. I'm like, no, these are real people really doing it. And they're having tremendous success, I'm telling you. And I think part of what also fueled my fire was when I mentioned vending to others, they would Google it and be like, oh, you can't make anything. It says the average profit is $100 a week or whatever. This is horrible. And I got so much of that negative feedback from the outside world that I said, you know what? I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm hearing all these current operators have so much success. And all the other people would tell that would just say, no, it's bad, bad, bad. It just fueled me to say, I'm going to show you. I know it's going to be good. So yeah, that reference was powerful stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, one of the things that I've always heard as an entrepreneur, you never tell your family.
It was the worst mistake.
They don't understand. Most of them have an 8-to-5 job and they're happy with that. But just like yourself, you wanted something more.
Yeah.
And for those people that want something more, they don't realize that vending is really an option. And just like you said, Jeff, these are not the vending machines that were at a bank that I worked for many years ago, because they had the pull knobs. They usually had 5 or 6 of the yellow stickers saying, you owe me $1.
Exactly.
These are not those. These are, I always refer to them as high-tech vending machines because they are high-tech.
So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So once you have built your business, and how many machines do you have now, Jeff?
27, or about to be, by the end of the year, it should be around 27.
Yeah. And I know that you had mentioned in the green room before we got started that you have a micro market as well.
I do. Yes.
So tell us, what is a micro market for those that don't really understand?
Yeah. Micro markets are a great thing that people in the vending world, in my personal opinion, should explore or at least know about, because you're either going to have an opportunity to provide that or you're going to be competing against it. Mm. It's similar in vending, providing the same kind of services, but it's a self-checkout concept, pantry concept. So employee or customer goes in, picks dry good product off a pantry, goes to a cooler next to it, grabs their drink or fresh food, and then checks out at a self-kiosk. So there are no borders. They can just grab whatever they want and check out. Because of the ease of use, it's like being at a grocery store. It usually is going to take a single transaction with a vending machine, and the average transaction is probably 2 to 3 items per customer, versus, at a vending machine, the average transaction is probably about 1 product at a time. And so I would say, based on my experience, my micro market does about 2 times what my vending machine does. So learning about that, providing that, and that was a weird situation for me because I went into that particular location offering vending. And they said, no, we don't want vending. I go, that's great, right? Because my machine's like a little market. just has walls on it. You know, it's inside a vending machine, but it is a grocery store. That's what I always tell people. It's a grocery store inside a vending machine. I can put anything you get at your local grocery store, I can put it in this. Like, no, the customer, the operators, or the owners just don't want vending. Can you do a micro market? And I said, I don't know anything about micro market, and I have vending machines. I need a place. So let me think about it. Yeah, so I got with Nationals Go. I got with my coach at the time and said, you know, I'm thinking about this. And they gave me a lot of insight and valuable advice and coaching. And I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to try it. It was a very good decision.
So, Jeff, in the beginning, you purchased vending machines, but now you have a micro market. And that was with the help of your coach with Naturals to Go?
Yeah. You know, at the time, the company didn't offer micro markets like we do now through NIACS. And so I had to go third party. But they were willing to say, okay, tell me what you need, what you're looking at. These are the external companies that I would recommend. And so, yeah, without their guidance, I really wouldn't even know where to have got started.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about the vending machine with Naturals to Go. What other, I know that you're an expert in a lot of the suite of machines that Naturals to Go offers. What are some of the other types of machines, vending machines, that an owner operator could consider placing at a location?
Yeah, that's a great question. And another exciting thing about being with Naturals to Go is they're constantly trying to meet the operator's needs. You know, you look at a lot of other manufacturers, distributors of vending equipment out there, and they've been the same for years and years and years. They provide vending. They don't provide much of anything else. And Naturals to Go is just so unique in the tech. Okay, we're going to offer vending. It's our baseline. But what else do our operators need? And we need, you know, we're coming across opportunities for micro markets. So we have people, companies that want frozen or their outdoor machines or hot machines or whatever. And Naturals to Go is meeting and fulfilling those needs. You know, so now, right, micro markets, because our operators need them. Frozen machines, why? Because our operators need them. Outdoor machines, why? Operators need them. So to be able to be with a distributor company that listens to their operators and what do you guys need and then finds that solution and provides that, it's phenomenal. It's a, like I said, it's a one-stop shop for their operators. They don't have to go to 15 different places to get 15 different products. They go right to their coach, right to Naturals to Go, say, this is what I need, and they're going to be able to provide that. So it's great.
And I know that coffee machines are real popular. Everybody loves
their
coffee.
Yeah. There have been countless opportunities that I've come across where that particular location doesn't want to move forward unless we can provide coffee. And so now we have this robust coffee offering. You know, our Opera Touch is now like a vending machine, all inclusive, makes every kind of coffee and specialty drink you could possibly imagine. And so it's another example. You walk into a location, you should feel very confident that no matter what that location wants, needs, we can provide, which is great. And there's so much money that can be made in coffee. It's great margins. And you should never lose a location based on them having a need that we can't meet, because we can.
So you're saying that you would go into a location and say, I can place vending machines here. And they say, that's great, but we want a package deal with coffee.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I like to just go into them and say, you know, gone are the days of limits. No longer do you have to have vending and be limited by your choices or limited to what goes along with it. I can provide any kind of product that you want. And I can write anything at all. You want coffee, you want frozen, you want this or that. You want burgers in your vending machine. You want frozen products in your vending machine. And to be able to say that is powerful. To tell an employee at a company, for lunch, you don't have to have a candy bar anymore. How would you like to have a hot meal? Well, you can do that. Sure. Sure. What do you like when you go to the grocery store? What do you pick up to eat? Well, I pick up a burrito or a burger or a sandwich. Great. I'll put that in. And well, what about coffee? Sure, I can take care of that too. It's unique. I just don't know how many vendors are going out there meeting with the customers and being able to offer all these different things. It's, I offer vending. Well, can you do coffee? Can you frozen? No, I'm here to do vending. Well, sorry. So there should really be no reason why when we meet with a customer that we get turned away because we can't meet that need. It's just about education. You know, if we can educate our owners where they know the ins and out of all the different things we offer, then they're going to have the confidence to have those conversations. And I think that's kind of what gets in the way is I'm scared. I don't really know coffee. I don't know micromarkets. Please don't ask me about it because I don't know what I'm going to say. And so that's what we're trying to fill that gap is with knowledge.
Yeah, definitely. So let's now talk about now that you've shared a little bit of your story, let's talk a little bit about how you help owner operators in your business growth position. How do you help them grow? And at what point, Jeff, is it time for them to consider growing their business?
Yeah, and I've seen it all over the map. I've seen brand new owners just find more locations by working with their locator than they anticipated. So I'm an owner, say I buy four machines, locator comes out and they're like, man, they found six machines. And I don't even have my first place. They're all just coming so quickly, I need to reorder. I've seen that happen. I've seen existing operators be around for a minute and then they reorder. So where that opportunity comes up, it could be early, it could be late. It just really depends on the situation, on when I'm getting involved and helping them with that next phase of their journey. But to have a locator come out too, I mean, I don't think we can talk enough about that. That's huge to have someone fly out to you and going to be there to help you locate machines. And that's another reason why you choose Naturals Go for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So as you're helping them with their growth strategy, so to speak, because you're talking them through this and helping them to visualize it but still being comfortable with it. So what is your conversation like with them as they say, you know, Jeff, I think I might be ready to grow, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I said there's a couple of factors. One of them is financial, right? So, you know, what is your financial picture like? You know, how are you going to have to get into debt to do this? Do you have the cash to do that? So that's something they have to kind of think about themselves of, you know, access to capital is a big part of can I grow or can I not grow? You know, and what's neat is now I feel like we as a company, because a lot of people come to us like, I don't have the money. Do you guys do internal financing? Right. And it's like, oh, no, we don't do internal finance. You still got to go get a loan and stuff. But now with NIAX Capital, to go back to them and say, hey, I got you. I'm going to offer you a 0% interest line of credit, termed out over 18 months. I'm not even going to run your credit. Right. And now people are like, wait, I don't have to run my credit. You're just going to give me a line of credit based on my credit card sales I'm doing to help me grow. I feel like now, you know, that piece of the puzzle from a financial standpoint, their objection, we can meet it now and say, hey, I got you. This is what I can help you do. So that's really exciting. We just rolled that out a few months ago. So there's that piece and just educating them on that, listening to whatever their reservations are and growing and offering them that. The second piece when they're like, I'm not sure is, okay, well, let's talk about their time. You know, if you're working a full-time job, how much time do you have to be able to handle the next step? Are you looking to get out of your current job? Maybe you don't have a job. Okay, well, now you have all the time in the world. So what's keeping you back? You know, so it's just having that conversation and more of a consultative piece, you know, understanding their needs and, you know, where they want to go with the business. But yeah, time and money are the two reasons typically why one of those two things get in the way of that person wanting to grow.
So you're the perfect person to talk to them about time because you had a full-time job when you first got started.
Yeah.
So at what point, Jeff, did it feel like you had reached the point that you had to make a decision?
Yeah, that's very true. I was in that situation where I was trying to juggle both. And I probably got into the upper teens when it was impossible. Like I was running vending and doing my job, but if anything went bad with my vending, I didn't have the time to fix it. And it was taken away from me being doing my job effectively. So that's when I decided I had to make a decision and step away because I wasn't doing anyone any good on the vending or my current job with that many machines. So yeah, it was the upper teens, and that's different for everyone. You know, how much flexibility you have in your job, the better your locations perform, and maybe the less machines you have to have. Because if I'm having to go a machine two times, three times a week, And, you know, then maybe it's not 18 that's your mark where you have to leave. Maybe it's a little less. It really just depends on how busy they are and how often you have to go.
Mm-hmm. And so did you see that after you left corporate, did you see that it impacted your vending business? Were you able to grow it with a little more ease, or how did you approach your vending business after leaving corporate?
Yeah, it was a leap of faith because when I left, I wasn't able to replace my income, but I told myself I was able to, because I had also a lot of machines that were either not placed or in bad locations. And so I knew that the opportunity was there, but I needed to be able to spend more time to find those locations. And so I just told myself, if I can spend 100% of my time revitalizing the underperforming machines and working hard to prospect to find new machines, that I could get it to where it needed to be. So it was a leap of faith. As I was focused on, you know, which machines I needed to get from the bottom to the middle to the top, and which machines I didn't have place. But by spending 100% of my time, I was able to achieve that.
Now, is that something that you help the in this new position of the business growth specialist? Is that something that you help walk them through? Is let's look at the performance of your machines first.
Yeah, absolutely. Product optimization is key. Just being able to first help them understand the reporting. Where do I even go first and foremost to even see how my machines are performing? What's a top selling product, bottom selling product, middle selling product? And once they understand that, then we go in to dive into the reports. Hey, let's really look at each one, how they're doing, and let's look at those bottom products and see, okay, which products are just dead products and which we need to change out. And by doing that, sometimes you can get up to a 30% lift. You really can create significant change. But before we decide, hey, this location is just a dud, that's the first thing we got to do is look at the products. You know, also how often you go in there. Because if you're not willing to go there when they need you there, and you're just letting that machine get really, really low on inventory, then that's also going to hurt your income. So are you going enough when they need you? Are you communicating, talking to that location, asking for referrals, talking to your contact? You know, communication is key as well, because if they don't know you, you haven't built a relationship with them, got to know them, then they probably don't feel confident telling you, hey, we would like this product. And if you don't know what they need, either by talking to them or you're not reviewing the reports, then that also leads to an underperforming machine.
And if it's underperforming, Jeff, does that put them vulnerable in losing that location?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because like say it's underperforming because I'm never there, or I don't talk to them. I don't put products in that that location wants. It's underperforming because when things break, I'm not timely in fixing it. Yeah, all that can lead to that location saying, you know what, we want you out. Yeah. Mm.
Or if someone comes in and says, I promise I can do better, then yes, They'll give them a chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always, as much as you are playing offense in this business, you definitely got to pay attention and play defense.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true with any business though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. And looking at it like a business, not just a hobby or not just something you do on the side, that impacts the way you actually run the business, doesn't
it? Yeah, it really does. You got to own it. You got to breathe it. You can't just look at it as some secondary thing that means nothing. Yeah. If it means nothing to you, they're going to feel it. Mm-hmm. If you are all in and it's, you breathe it and you live it, you love it, it comes off on people. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Jeff, I know that you are a busy man, and appreciate you again taking time out of your day. If you could leave any of the listeners with one final bit of advice as they begin to grow their vending business, What would that advice be?
As they begin to grow, don't give up. Give up. Don't, you know, you, when they start the business, you're full of fire. You're hungry. You're excited. When things kind of don't go the way you had planned during your journey, you kind of lose some of that. I'd say just look back to where you're at. Keep that feeling all through this journey. All right, there's going to be peaks and valleys, but if you keep the hunger, keep the fire, and keep positive, knowing that, yeah, there are going to be bad times. Nothing in life is just all great. but you are willing to keep going, keep your head up, and you figure out a way to make it happen. Persistence is key. Be persistent with your activity and everything will happen when it's supposed to happen. And, you know, the rest will be history. You'll be looking back and be like, man, I'm glad I didn't give up. There were plenty of times when I grew during 2020. If I can grow during COVID, right, when no one's open, any operator out there should be able to do it during this time, because I couldn't call on schools. I couldn't call on offices. So, I mean, when people are like, I just can't do it. I can't find locations. Well, I promise you, you can. And it does take work. Some, you know, it takes the operator owning the business and helping themselves as well. It's not, you know, no, there is no business where you can just give the keys to someone else, sit back and say, make me successful. That just is not going to work. You got to be like, okay, if my locator doesn't find my location, or if something goes wrong, what can I do? You got to have a plan for that. You have to be able to answer that. Well, if I don't have a location within 6 months, what am I going to do? And it comes back to, you have to point inward. Well, what would you do? Any other business the same way? Well, what would you do to make yourself successful? And as long as you can answer that and say, hey, well, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you'll be fine. If it's, well, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait until someone knocks on my door, or something through osmosis happens. That's where it can be challenging. But yeah, if I can grow during 2020, so can they during these times.
Yeah. Great advice there. Absolutely. I appreciate that. I'm going to dovetail on that, and I'm going to leave you with this quote. It's a Richard Branson quote. And the quote goes like this: every success story is a tale of consistent adaptation, revision, and change. That's just what you described there.
Yeah, John. Absolutely.
Yeah. I appreciate it so much. Again,
it's been a pleasure.
You joining me today. And folks, until next time, let's go out and live the vibe.
That's a wrap for this episode of The Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the vibe.